Summer Afternoons here on ABC Radio Perth.
Yesterday I spoke to Colleen, who had found some old negatives of photographs she found in a cigar box she picked up from a vintage store a few years back. Now, she held on to them and only recently, thanks to new technology, was able to see that they were photos of someone's wedding, someone's baby, someone's family members and the key places they visited. Now, Colleen thought they were probably from the 1940s, but it was a bit hard to tell. And then she told me about a name on a grave headstone that she could make out. It was the surname Straub, S-T-R-A-U-B-E. So I asked for your help yesterday to track down someone who might have helped us connect the photos with their rightful owner. And I tell you what, move over, Agatha Christie, because you were right on the case. And then Annette rung in and we think that we might have a match. Welcome, Annette. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
When did you realise that there might have been a connection with your family to these photos?
As soon as I heard the mention of the word Straub and Gwalia and Leonora, it clicked. We had a definite connection there. My grandmother's maiden name was Straub and my mother lived in Leonora. And so I put two and two together and got on the phone to the ABC.
Wow. So who are some of the people in the photos? Have you found out?
Definitely. There's a lot of recognisable people in the photographs, including photos of my mother when she was a child and her siblings. So my aunties and uncle, photos of my grandparents, photos. The gravestone is my great-grandfather and his family were in Darkin in Western Australia. And of his children, there were 12 children. So we do have some family history of the descendants, but we don't know a large amount about them. But I'm absolutely fascinated to find that one of the people that responded to the Facebook page of the State Library is actually my grandmother's sister's children. So we've since been in contact and are now going to try and have a family gathering and catch up on all the information that we can share.
Oh my goodness. So you didn't know this this woman on who you've linked to on the Facebook page?
No, I've never even been in contact with her before. Didn't know her name, although when I looked through the family tree she is listed. But now we will be able to be in contact in recent times.
Gosh, you must have got the shock of your life when you were listening to the radio yesterday and it turns out we've got all these, a treasure trove of your family history.
I was speechless. I was so excited that I could barely speak to your producer yesterday. And so, since then I've been on the phone to a lot of my relatives and everybody in completely, even internationally, has been aware of this now. So It's been a wonderful Christmas present from Colleen and all the helpful people at ABC and State Library.
Oh, wow. That is just so gorgeous. And the power, a testament to the power of radio, because we had so many people calling in on the case with tips on where we should go and places that, people that Colleen could get in touch with for more information. And have you spoken to Colleen? What was her reaction?
I have. She was very happy that she'd managed to locate the family, and she, I think, is feeling rightly justified that she made the effort to continue on her quest. So I'm very happy for her, and certainly we're very happy to have been put in touch with these photographs again and look back at all the memories. It really has spurred me on to actually look more into this branch of the family, because we know more about my father's side. So this is my mother's side, and I would love to know more. But because it's a very female strong family, a lot of the names have changed. And so it makes it a little bit more challenging.
What will it mean for you to have those photos back, Annette?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, it's a legacy to actually have that history and that heritage going all the way back, because, this is the early 1920s. And some of the photos, certainly my grandfather standing outside the Gwalia post office, is an absolute classic. My father was actually a postmaster and he lived all over Western Australia in various regional centres as the main postmaster, doing telegraph operations and things like that. So that was a fantastic photo to have.
Oh, that's just, oh gosh, it gives you chills, doesn't it? What a fantastic outcome. And is there, do you have any idea who put the photos in the cigar box that Colleen found?
Now, that is a mystery because we don't have any awareness of an affiliation with Fremantle itself. I don't know of any relatives that lived in that area. I suspect the photos actually belonged to either my grandparents or somebody close in that generation. But I really don't know how they ended up in the cigar box, unless it was when one of the members of the family passed away and they cleaned out a house or something. I really don't know.
Oh, well,
a lot of those photos we'd never seen before.
Oh, it's such an amazing story, Annette, and I'm so glad that we could help you out. And a big thanks to Colleen, who was up for coming on the radio to try and look for you, and who thankfully didn't throw the photos away. But all the best, and have fun at that family reunion. I hope that it's a great time.
Thank you very much. And as I say, thank you very much to the ABC State Library and to Colleen for her persistence.
Annette there, one of the family members of those featured in that photo mystery from yesterday. What a fantastic, I can't believe that. Such a great outcome for Annette and her family, and for Colleen too, who's been trying to track down these people for years.
They become frail, grey hair, wrinkles, all these types of things are associated with age. But why is that? So when we look at those hallmarks, what we find in every single one of them is that every single one of those hallmarks can be traced back to some type of self.